The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Money can buy it, saving will get it, so bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start
right today to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
When a husband with above average intelligence tries to deceive his wife, he sometimes found out. When a husband with average intelligence tries to deceive his wife, he's often found out. And when a husband like Dexter Dutton tries to deceive his wife, believe me, he's always found out. And the reason I'm telling you this is because for quite some time, Dexter has been playing poker at the home of his bachelor friend, Mike Mulligan. However, let's join Dexter, Jesse, and young Astley in their living room one evening recently.
Jesse, I'm just reading a very interesting article here about togetherness.
About what-iness?
togetherness.
Well, what's togetherness?
Well, togetherness is doing things together. A family enjoying doing the same things at the same time. In other words, having joint interests.
I see. Joint interests.
Oh, Dad means like us being interested in his rheumatism. Joint interests. Oh, sorry, Dad. I'm all for togetherness.
Well, come to consider it, so am I. It means that each member of the family should show more interest in what another member of his family does.
Exactly. Hmm. The close uniting of the family group with emphasis on that word interest.
You see, Mum, if you were maybe doing the washing up, Dad might come over close to you, look over your shoulder and say, "My word, dear, what you're doing is interesting."
Yeah, I'd say my word that... Oh, Astley, I told you to be quiet. Keep
well,
out.
Well, I'm only trying to give Mum the general idea.
Well, keep your ideas to yourself. Togetherness doesn't mean only showing interest. It also means actually doing things together.
Oh, well, in that case, Dexter, when you saw me washing the dishes, you'd pick up a tea towel and dry them for me.
Well, I... Jesse, that's only a silly example, but I'd offer my help in... I mean, I'd offer my help in much bigger and more important interests you might have than that.
Well, how about this sweater I'm knitting for you? Would you mind holding the new skein of wool while I wind it?
No, not at all, dear. It's a perfect example to demonstrate togetherness.
Dad, why don't you give a more perfect example by knitting the sleeves while Mum knits the front and back?
Astley, why don't you get on with that homework before I give you a really good thump on your back?
Well, I can't get on with my homework till I get over this stumper of a question in maths. Oh, it's a real stopper.
Well, just concentrate a bit harder. No mathematical problem is a stopper.
Dexter, there's your opportunity to try out togetherness. Help your son with his problem.
Yeah. Oh, good on you, Dad. Now, listen to this. If it takes 19 men 18 days to dig a hole of 240 cubic yards, how long will it take 27 men to dig a hole of 6,000 cubic feet?
If it takes...
19 men 18 days to dig a hole of 240 cubic yards... How long will it take 27 men to dig a hole of 6,000 cubic feet?
Yeah, well, now, if...
Well, dear, how's your togetherness?
Togetherness doesn't include doing a boy's homework for him. Ashley, that's a very simple problem, and your teacher wouldn't like me to help you. Now, just concentrate. Go ahead. Do it yourself.
Yes, Dad.
Dexter, if you're really set on practicing this togetherness business... How about taking me to your golf club one day and teaching me to play?
Well, anything but that, Jesse. There are many ways you can show an interest in my activities without interfering with my relaxation.
Then how about your work? Now, you'll admit that I have a very good head for business.
Well, yes, dear, and I believe there are lots of ways you can give me advice and help me with my work. That's a very good idea. You're welcome to call to my office any time you please.
Good. And maybe I can come with you on Thursday nights when you go to see Mike Mulligan.
Yeah, well, of course you can. Yeah, Mulligan. Jesse, I...
Oh, there's no need to stammer. You only go to Mike's on Thursday evening to give him business advice, don't you?
Yes, Jesse. Well, you see, since Mike's gone into the manufacturing of bathing suits, I just sort of give him the benefit of my experience on how to plays cards.
Well, I know that, but he might also appreciate a woman's viewpoint. Let's commence our togetherness campaign tomorrow evening by you taking me with you to Mike Mulligan's house.
Well, tomorrow night we're not I'm not going to Mike's tomorrow night. Jesse, our next game, our next meeting is a week from tomorrow.
Oh, good. Then I'll come with you a week from tomorrow.
But, Jesse, look, just because I read a silly little article in the newspaper doesn't mean we have to upset
it. I think it's a wonderful article, and it might change our whole way of life.
Yes.
Well, I must go and take a look at my cake. Excuse me.
Suffering Caesar's ghost.
Gee, Dad, this togetherness racket is a bit like our old car Hector.
Just what do you mean by that?
They both backfire. Yeah. Oh, gee.
At the moment, it looks as though Dexter is in two minds about the way togetherness is working out in this instance. On the other hand, he has no doubt about how important togetherness is in banking. He and Jesse wouldn't be without their Commonwealth Savings Bank joint account for anything. And believe me, I heartily agree with them. In fact, I'd say that every married couple should have a Commonwealth Savings Bank joint account. Married couples who can save together are well on the way to married happiness. That goes not only for people who have been married a long time, it is equally or even more important for young married couples. Two different types of joint accounts are available. One on which both must sign to withdraw money, the other on which either may sign. And if you haven't already opened a Commonwealth Savings Bank joint account, do something about it this week. Friendly Commonwealth Savings Bank staff anywhere will be happy to tell you all about these accounts. Open one this week, and from then on week by week, Bank Commonwealth.
Oh, good morning, Katie. Come in. What's new?
Oh, certainly not me, dear. As every day goes by, I get 2 days older.
Oh, nonsense, Katie. You're still only a girl.
Well, if I'm still a girl, then how come I'm talking to you? You haven't been born yet. Anyhow, what's the latest gossip?
No gossip, I'm afraid. No one's phoned me yet this morning. But the latest thing in the Dutton household is we're practicing togetherness.
You're practicing what?
Togetherness. You see, Dexter read an article in last night's paper about how families should get together more and become interested in each other's work and hobbies.
Good gracious, I could never become interested in Jonathan's work. And as for his hobbies, well, I'm certainly not interested in blondes, brunettes, and redheads.
No, but seriously, Katie, it is a good idea for a wife to help a husband with his activities and vice versa.
My husband hasn't shown any activity for years. Jesse, do you mean to say that you want to stick your nose into what your husband does away from home? And you want him to take an interest in your housework, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Well, exactly. And it began as Dexter's idea last night. But now I'm the one who's enthusiastic about it.
You mean Dexter lost his enthusiasm?
He lost it right after I suggested accompanying him to Mike Mulligan's on Thursday nights.
Mike Mulligan's? Thursday nights? Does your husband go there Thursday nights too?
Too? Does Jonathan?
Yes, he does. He tells me that he has to talk over important business deals with Mulligan.
Dexter tells me he has to discuss sales ideas.
Why can't they discuss business and sales ideas at the office? If I've told Jonathan once, I've told him a minute that... Hey, wait a minute, Jesse.
What?
I don't believe they go to Mulligan's to talk about work at all.
Why would they go there?
Well, let's use the process of elimination.
Uh-huh.
Now, firstly, Mike Mulligan is a bachelor. He might know a few girlfriends.
Oh, no, Katie. I can be sure Dexter wouldn't look at another woman.
Well, my husband would look at another woman. She might not look at him, but he'd look at her.
But that's not the answer in this case. This is something they're both up to together, and Dexter is no ladies' man. If he ever did notice another woman, I'd poke his eyes out, and also poke her eyes out.
Poke her eyes out? Poke her. Poker. Deals. That's the answer.
Poker? Deals? You mean our husbands are sneaking out to play poker?
Of course. They did it before we caught them red-handed, and now they've got this wonderful scheme of telling us they're discussing important business deals. Deals.
Katie, I believe you've hit the nail on the head.
Well, if I have, I'm going to hit a certain snail on the head. Jesse, I'll bet anything that I've discovered the answer. Say, Jesse, what about this togetherness business? Why don't we take up poker ourselves?
Oh, Katie, I don't know the difference between three of a kind and a double-ended straight.
Neither do I. Someone once asked me what a royal flush was, and I said it was King Kong with an embarrassed expression on his face.
Oh, well, then how do we take up poker if we know nothing about it? And what good will it do if we learn to play?
Well, I know someone who can teach us to play. A woman who's the best poker player since the days of the riverboats. Oh, I believe she taught Hoyle how to play.
And she'll be willing to teach us?
She'll not only teach us how to play fairly, but if I know Gertie, she'll teach us how to pull four aces off the bottom of the pack.
Oh, Katie, I'm excited about this. I can hardly wait for our first poker lesson.
We'll have Gertie visit either your place or mine every day between now and next Thursday. We're going to enjoy making mouses of our louses of spouses.
But there's only one thing troubling me. Supposing we're wrong about the whole thing. Supposing our husbands aren't going out to play cards.
Don't trouble yourself on that count, Jessie.
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, Mildred. I see. Well, as a matter of fact, Katie and I just realized it could be the case. Uh-huh. Yes. Goodbye, Mildred.
Well, what's eating Mildred?
Katie, we now have our proof. Mildred said she found out last night that her husband has been playing poker every Thursday night with Dexter, Jonathan, and Mike Mulligan. She said that in future, Steve will not be in attendance, even after he comes out of the hospital.
Dexter!
Coming! Oh, yes, J.G.
Dexter, did Mike let you know there's no poker tonight?
Yeah, but the game's on next week as usual.
Okay, so you know, that's all. Goodbye.
You know, Jonathan, I'm not terribly happy about deceiving Jesse about these Thursday evenings.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't be so goody-goody. If you can't put something over your wife now and then, life wouldn't be worth living.
Yeah, but I have a conscience.
Oh, you have a conscience. Most people have a brain, but you're different. You have a conscience. Look, what are you, a man or a mouse?
Sometimes I feel like a rat. Only last night I was reading a wonderful article about how families should have togetherness.
Togetherness? What's that, a complaint like chicken pox?
No, it means, for one thing, that a husband and wife should be more closely united.
Ah, then it's worse than chicken pox.
Togetherness means sharing and sharing alike in absolutely everything.
Well, I'd like to think I've been doing that for years. Katie grabs a big whack of absolutely everything I've got.
You don't have the slightest clue what togetherness means, do you?
Oh, yes, I do. Katie and I have been together for nearly 30 years. Togetherness. You haven't read any good articles on partners, have you? Dexter, tell me honestly. Don't you enjoy our Thursday evenings away from home? Don't you get a certain thrill out of a night away from family life?
Well, yeah, I guess I enjoy it in a way, but only with misgivings.
Oh, I haven't met her. Is she nice?
Well, if that's all, J.G., I think I will get back to my own office.
Just remember one thing. Don't you ever give away our secret to Jesse. If Jesse ever found out you were playing poker, well, Katie would guess where I go.
Oh, don't worry. It's too late for me to say anything now. Jesse doesn't have the slightest notion I don't go to Mike's to discuss business.
Oh, neither does Katie. And when you look at it, Dexter, we do actually go to Mike's to discuss business.
How do you mean?
Well, as soon as we arrive, doesn't Mike always ask, how's business?
Yeah, I guess he does.
And don't we always reply, fine, how's business with you?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, if that isn't discussing business, what is?
Yeah, you know, you've made me feel much better. I don't feel so badly now about this deception.
There is no deception. We're as innocent as a couple of newborn babies.
Yeah, of course we are. Newborn babies. Sometimes we get a little change in the crib. Goo, 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 a couple of babies.
Goodbye, Gertie.
Goodbye.
Well, Jessie, that was our last lesson in the manly game of poker. And we proved ourselves almost as proficient as Gertie herself.
It was wonderful. Yes. And to think that Thursday's come around again already, and tonight is the night.
Tonight's the night. Tonight we'll make our husbands feel more embarrassed than a bather who's lost his swimming trunks.
Now, what about our phone call to Mike Mulligan? Shall we make it now?
Oh, yes. Do you know his office number?
I've got it right here. Stand by me and keep your fingers crossed. Mm-hmm.
I don't see how he can possibly refuse our invitation.
I'll make sure he doesn't. Hello? Could I please speak to Mr. Mulligan? Mrs. Dutton.
This is it, Jessie.
Hello, Mike. Jessie Dutton. Oh, I'm sorry to bother you at your office, but I'm actually phoning on behalf of Dexter and Jonathan. We've all decided we'd like to have the poker game at my house tonight instead of at your place. That's right. Katie Wilmot and I will put on a nice supper in return for you entertaining our husbands all those other Thursdays. Oh, no, Mike, we feel it's only fair. And not only that, but we girls would enjoy a little flutter, too. Say 7:30? Oh, good, Mike, then we'll expect you. Oh, no trouble at all. Bye now.
It worked. He didn't sound suspicious.
Not at all. He even mentioned how our husbands are always saying what good sports they married.
I can hear Jonathan skiting now. You know, Mike, old boy, my wife Katie loves me to pop over here for a quiet game of cards. Wouldn't hear of my not coming.
Oh, yes. And Dexter adding, Jessie always says, if you get home terribly late, do try not to wake me, darling.
Come in for a minute, J.G. Katie's probably with Jessie. Right. Hi, family, I'm home.
We're out here in the kitchen, dear.
Hi, boys.
Oh, hi, Katie. Hello,
oh,
dear.
Hello, darling.
Well, Jonathan, don't you say hello, dear, and give me a kiss?
Eh? Oh, hello, dear.
Well, boys, guess what's happening tonight?
Tonight?
Tonight? But, Jessie, this is Thursday. I promised to see Mike Mulligan tonight.
Yes, you see, this is the night we both go and see dear old Mike.
You know that. Jessie phoned Mike this afternoon, and he's coming here this evening to save you both going there.
He's coming here?
Jessie, you phoned Mike?
Certainly. And he thinks it's a wonderful idea to come here for a change. Tonight, Katie and I want to join in.
Join in?
Join in? You mean in the business discussion?
No. In the poker game.
While Dexter and J.G. get over that shock, I'd like to have a little chat with all those boys and girls who'd like to buy Dad something nice and useful for Christmas. At all branches of the Commonwealth Savings Bank, you can buy passbook note wallets for 2 shillings each. These Commonwealth Savings Bank wallets are the best 2 shillings worth you can buy anywhere. They're made of plastic. They're in colours that Dad will really go for. The wallets hold a Commonwealth Savings Bank passbook, notes, stamps, business cards, driver's licence, and all those other things Dad likes to carry with him. So girls and boys, go along between now and Christmas to any Commonwealth Savings Bank branch and buy a passbook note wallet for just 2 shillings. Once you see them, you'll agree with me that they are the best 2 shillings value you can get anywhere. And if there are any dads listening who haven't any boys and girls to buy a wallet for them, well, get one for yourself or ask the wife to get one for you. And of course, remember now and always to week by week, bank, Commonwealth.
Jessie, where are the children?
Well, they went out a few minutes ago. I sent them off to the local movies.
Jessie doesn't want them to be here watching us all gamble for money.
For money?
For money? You mean we're going to play poker with you girls for money?
Well, certainly, just as soon as Mike arrives. Tell them, Katie.
If Jessie and I, between us, win more money than you boys between you, then we want your promise that neither of you will sneak out to play poker ever again.
Did I hear correctly?
Katie, you couldn't be serious about that wager. You and Jessie don't know the first thing about poker.
We're quite willing to take our chances.
Dexter, don't let's look a gift horse in the mouth. If we win the wager, it means we can sneak out to play poker.
Exactly. Oh, that will be Mike, our fifth player. I'll get it.
We'll leave it to you, Mike, to make the size of the game. What's it to be?
Well, seeing the women are novices, let's be generous and keep it small. How about threepence blind and sixpence for cards?
Okay, girls?
A piker's game. How about a shilling blind and 2 shillings for cards?
2 bob.
Oh, Katie, that's a bit steep.
Katie, you lose all your housekeeping money.
Oh, hang the expense.
We don't mind giving our housekeeping money a flutter. Well, come on. Who's first to count out the cards?
Jessie?
Mm-hmm.
I believe deal is the word.
Oh, yeah, deal. Yes, that's right.
Jessie, you may have that pleasure. Deal 5 cards to each of us. 5.
5? Oh, all righty.
Is that 5 altogether, or do we only get 1 at a time?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Jessie, deal 1 each and go around the table 5 times. That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hurry it up, dear. Don't fumble
well,
so
I'm
much.
I'm doing my best. Now, don't bustle me. And here we are. 5 cards each.
Put a shilling in front of you, Katie. You're blind.
Jonathan, I've not had a drink all day.
Katie, now. Now, let me see. I'm playing for 2 shillings. I'll buy 3 cards.
I'll play and buy 3 also.
I'm a player. Give me 2, Jessie.
1, 2. Oh, I want a few myself, I think. Yes, I'll keep 4 and throw away 1.
Oh, no,
I won't. They're too pretty. I'm going to keep all of them.
Jessie, unless you've got at least a pair, don't come in.
I'll play my own way, thank you. Now, what happens next?
Well, Katie's blind, so Dexter's first to bet if he likes her.
I'll make it 4 shillings.
And another 2, Dexter. 6 shillings.
I'll look at 6.
Jessie, this is your chance to get out for nothing. Now throw in your hand.
Why should I when I like these pretty cards? Can I make it up to 8 shillings?
You can.
Oh, Katie, it's up to you now.
I'm going to look at Jessie's hand.
For 8 bob?
Yes. There's my money.
All right, I'll look too.
I'm another looker.
Oh, I guess we might as well all look. I'm looking.
Well, everybody's looking at you, Jessie. Show us your pretty coloured cards and watch how you can lose 8 shillings.
There they are. Oh, they all seem to be red diamonds. Is that any good?
She's only got a flush.
She's got a flush. Beats my 2 pairs.
And mine.
Oh, I got 3 threes, but they're useless.
Oh, does that mean I collect all this lovely money?
Yes, Jessie, it does. Unless, of course, Katie feels she can beat your flush.
Oh, no, I don't think so. All I've got are these. Look, 4 tiny little ones.
She's got 4 aces.
Well, now that Mike's gone home, are the 4 of us going to play on or not?
No more for me. I've had it.
Me too. I don't want to play anymore.
Oh, what a pity. The night's young and Katie and I were just getting warmed up.
Warmed up? You've both been red hot all night.
Beginner's luck, I think they call it, Jessie.
Yes, I've never seen such beginner's luck. If Katie didn't win a hand, then Jesse did. Monotonous.
Oh, I'm so glad Mike explained the value of the cards to us. You know, I'd never have thought that two pairs wasn't as good as three of a kind.
And I'd never have known that 7, 8, 9, and 10 Jack of Hearts was better than 3 kings and 2 queens.
If I'd had my way, you still wouldn't know.
Gentlemen, the main thing is that Katie and I have won our little wager.
That's right, the wager we made before the game started.
Now go ahead, Dexter. Make your promise never to sneak out again.
You too, Jonathan.
You girls are just being silly. There's no need to make us promise now.
What do you mean by that?
Well, Mike and J.G. and I have lost so much money we couldn't play poker if we wanted to for the next 10 years.
Dexter and J.G. sadly think over the results of the card game, I'd like to say something about some very important letters written about this time every year. And these important letters are all the letters boys and girls write to Santa Claus telling him what they want for Christmas. So if all the mums and dads will be quiet for a minute, I'd like to talk to the kiddies. Well, boys and girls, when you write to Santa Claus this year, don't forget to ask him for a Commonwealth Savings Bank money box to put your pennies in. A Commonwealth Savings Bank money box will last you forever and ever. How? Just like this. As soon as your box is full of money, get Mum to take it along to the Commonwealth Savings Bank and open an account for you. When the man at the bank takes the money from the box, he'll give you a new money box for nothing, just like Santa Claus did. What's more, he'll keep on doing that as long as you keep filling your box. So, boys and girls, don't forget to ask Santa Claus this year for a Commonwealth Savings Bank money box. And how about telling Mum and Dad to always bank Commonwealth?
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. The new Life with Dexter book is selling like hotcakes because it's packed full of good, clean family fun. A Life with Dexter book makes an ideal Christmas gift and is now selling at all bookstores and news agencies. Why not buy a copy tomorrow? Use it as a present for the family.